1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Mesa County health officials are not taking the increasing number of COVID-19 cases lightly, asking the community to work together and consider individual behaviors leading to community spread. Their message isn't new. Stay home when you're sick, get tested if you have symptoms, avoid public places when possible, and practice social distancing. The county is meeting with state officials this week to talk about the numbers and any additional steps to keep the county as open as possible. Russell Stover wants to purchase the property it vacated earlier this year for $1. Montrose Mirror reports a clause in the 1972 contract between the company and the city of Montrose called for the sale of the city-owned property. According to the Mirror, City Council was made aware of the issue at a work session yesterday. Council is planning to vote in a regular meeting. Two people are dead in the crash of a private plane east of Telluride. San Miguel County Sheriff's Office says the crash was reported around 4:30 yesterday afternoon in the area of Black Bear Pass. A high-altitude, low-level helicopter rescue recovered the bodies by 6:30. The FAA is investigating. The Wyoming couple injured when their plane went down Sunday on the Grand Mesa remain hospitalized with serious injuries, both suffering broken bones and severe burns. The FAA investigating that crash as well. Montrose is doing something fun this morning. They're opening a time capsule buried in 1970. The capsule was part of the installation of the bell from the USS Montrose. Things inside include a map of the city, a local restaurant menu, and cassette tapes featuring popular songs from 1970. City staff is cataloging the items and will put them on display at the Downtown Visitor Center. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.